Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, there's 5 alarm fires going off all around the world. It gives me no pleasure to report bad news, but also, and I read a story this morning in an Axios' morning newsletter. Gee, this might explain a lot as well. He's a big numbers guy like me. You know, we always want to make sure we're in tune with the audience and what you want. I was going to tell you this, but Gee and I were having a different conversation this morning. For other reasons, I'll leave out of this. But there is people's interest in news is starting to wane a little bit. And Axios is speculating it's because there's a lot of bad news, which is, that's the irony, right? Isn't it? Liberals suck so bad. The suck fest of liberals is so bad that their greatest allies in the media cause people to tune out of their own programming because liberal policies create bad news so news people can't get people to watch their product as they defend liberals. Is the irony not delicious? People are starting to tune out news. My humble request after telling you that is that you don't. Things will turn around. They always do. We have been in far worse places before. My gosh, if we would have lost to the Nazis, the world would be a completely different, vile and grotesque place right now. World War II, World War I, we were far less prosperous. Things are bad right now. I get it. But we got to stay in tune because we got to have the information we need to fight back. But here's what I mean. Or hiding it from you is doing you no good. And I'm not going to do that. A couple recommendations from podcasts. People are like, well, stop mentioning all the bad news sometimes. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to lie to you. If it costs me viewers and listeners once in a while, that's A-okay. Here's what I mean. It's 5 alarm fires, ladies and gentlemen, happening all around the world right now. And it's all, and I mean all, because of liberals, big government policies, authoritarianism, media goons, and socialists. They're causing all of it. Remember the lockdowns? That was a largely liberal promoted idea. Conservative states did it in the beginning too. I'm not here to spin your wheels, but what happened? And you all know it. Everyone on the show knows it. You and the libs watching me too. Conservatives got their act together quick. I was down here in Florida. The lockdowns were dumped. They realized they weren't working because they weren't stopping the spread or anything like that. They were just hurting the economy, and conservative states moved on quick. Not liberals. Liberals locked them out of schools. They locked businesses because that's what they love to do because they're totalitarian, thug, authoritarian nightmares. They are a dystopian nightmare for your life. The extended lockdowns promoted by liberals who love them caused massive chaos in the airline industry and everywhere else. Employee shortages as people were laid off. Pilot shortages as they retired early. Folks, it's gotten so bad now. Look at this Business Insider story. Heathrow Airport, one of the largest hubs and most important hubs in the world, is now asking airlines to stop selling tickets and is capping passenger numbers amid the chaos here. Folks, it's a big deal. You're going to see more of this. I've been filtering through social media sites. I do show prep, so I have to read a lot of stuff all day on TikTok, Twitter, all these liberal platforms, Snapchat. Folks, there are videos all over TikTok of major world airports and security lines you would not believe. 3.5 hour waits, 4 hour waits. Heathrow can't handle it anymore. Liberal lockdowns. It is going to take us years to clean this mess up. 5 alarm fires everywhere, folks. I gave you the easiest story to take first. Here's the next one. I want you to watch this. Tucker Carlson show last night, something we've reported on often. A bunch of ESG, environmental, social governance, Green New Deal losers thought it would be a great idea to push middle class and poorer countries away from chemical fertilizers and into what they call organic farming. Well, that organic farming didn't work out too well, as a lot of the farms couldn't handle it, couldn't handle the costs, and wound up not producing. One of those countries was Sri Lanka. It's a story we covered often. Tucker Carlson addressed it last night, how the ESG, environmental, social warrior, social justice warrior crap is burying Sri Lanka right now. There's chaos all over the country. The prime minister and the president were forced out of the country. They've now occupied a lot of the government buildings. Here's Tucker talking about it last night, all caused by, again, big government, liberal losers out there who want to flush your liberty down the toilet and enact their anti-liberty agenda on you. Here, check this out.
The saddest
victim of ESG is Sri Lanka. Once a prosperous country right off the southern coast of India, Sri Lanka has collapsed. Inflation is over 50%. Food prices are up more than 80%. This week, Sri Lanka's president and prime minister had to flee the country. Citizens stormed their residences, went through their sock drawers, and swam in their swimming pools. And it was just a few years ago that the World Economic Forum published an article entitled, and we're quoting, "This is how we will make Sri Lanka rich by 2025. Weirdly, if you search that article online tonight, it's been deleted. Whoa, weird, covering their tracks, but not very well. So how'd this happen? Well, in April of 2021, Sri Lanka's leaders banned chemical fertilizers. Now, 90% of the country's farms used chemical fertilizers. So what happened next? A third of Sri Lanka's farms shut down completely. Now, what happens when farms shut down? Quiz. Well, people starve. This is what the largest city in Sri Lanka, Colombo, looked like this week.
Heathrow passenger quotas, chaos in Sri Lanka as ESG social justice warriors push fertilizers, organic fertilizers on fields, on farmers who can't handle it. Folks, this is unfortunately, it's not just it. Five alarm fires everywhere. Why am I worried about this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, global chaos eventually reaches our shores. There's no way around it. Global supply chains are too interconnected. World economies are too interconnected. There is no, we are not on an island here, okay? This island, this is not Tom Hanks Wilson in Castaway. We are in an interconnected, globally connected world right now. This stuff spreads. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. China enacted a bunch of socialist redistribution policies where they thought it would be a good idea, like authoritarians always do, to make top-down decisions about the allocation of capital. Neatly said without the unnecessarily verbose intro. China said, hey, we want to build a Potemkin village over there, beautiful apartments to impress our international audience. The problem is nobody wanted to buy the damn apartments. So they built a bunch of Potemkin villages and reallocated a bunch of money towards a bunch of empty apartments, some of which people bought and never lived in, some of who never bought. That's causing a massive liquidity crisis with banks who are overly invested in this real estate market that doesn't have actual people in the freaking real estate. So now that the buildings can't pay their rent because there's no one actually in the apartments to pay the rent, the building owners are not paying the loans in the banks, who then don't have the money to give to the people who deposited their money in the banks. Weird how that happens when you allocate capital politically and not by free market. Strange, right? Here's a video of a bank run happening all over China. A bank run, people trying to get their money. Well, I don't want to say all over China, but some very significant. I want to be clear. I don't act like a journalist. I act like a fact teller. Those are two separate things. Bank runs in a number of banks in China. People trying to get their money out. Check this out. Again, this is the kind of thing that spreads too, ladies and gentlemen. It is an interconnected market. China owns a lot of U.S. debt. The Chinese Communist Party needs a constant distraction to stay in charge. Distraction from what? Distract people from the fact that they're freaking communists. And that they're running their lives in an authoritarian manner in the world's largest surveillance state. So if they need a distraction from banks running out of people's money, don't be surprised if, pursuant to that need, you see or hear about increased talk of an invasion of Taiwan, which could set off World War III, depending on the response of the United States and its allies. Five alarm fires, folks. CNBC. Again, a story you're probably not hearing about, but should. I'd love to be ahead of the news curve here because these things matter. CNBC. Europe on high alert as Russia temporarily halts gas flows via major pipeline. You probably heard about Nord Stream 2 and the controversy surrounding that. It's a pipeline from Russia directly to Germany that bypasses a lot of Eastern European countries. But if there's a Nord Stream 2, Joe, it's got to mean there's a what? There's a Nord Stream 1.
Yeah.
Which there is. And that's how Germany's getting a lot of its gas now in a lot of these European countries. Well, Russia just did its, quote, maintenance on the pipeline and shut it down. You know, winter's not that far away. We'll follow this story over the coming days, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself here. You jump the gun. But Russia's been known to use that Nord Stream 1 pipeline to engage in gas-based hostage-taking before in the past. I ask you this. What happens if Russia doesn't reopen Nord Stream 1? The Germans, who just rejected keeping a couple of their nuclear power plants open, what's going to happen in the winter? You going to freeze out your whole population? You think Sri Lanka, you think China, you think the Netherlands, you think they're all in trouble now? Wait till Europe's largest economy, Germany, starts to freak out as they freeze out their own citizens in the winter. Things are getting ugly. Keep that head on a swivel, man.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.